revel colorful expressions through music.
Maurice Ravel was born in 1875 in a little village in southern France near the Spanish border. His father was Swiss and his mother was Basque. Ravel's devotion to his mother bordered on the obsessive, but it is from her that he developed his passion for Spanish music.
Spanish composers have said that Ravel and Debussy have written better Spanish music than Spanish composers. And this is true. I mean, it's funny that those guys were able to write music from country that they had never even visited.
Ravel loves Spain. For some reason, some of the best Spanish music has been written by French composers. Chabrier certainly wrote some of it, and Ravel wrote quite a lot. And we needn't say anything more than Bolero.
I believe Ravel was afraid that Bolero was going to be the piece that he was going to be remembered for. It's an unusual piece. It's an unusual piece for today because it's one melodic line that just keeps repeating, and there's really no development in it. What he changes is the orchestral color by adding different instruments each time the melody comes back.
Don't think that it doesn't need a conductor. It has to be properly controlled. The climax can't come too early. The various portions of the orchestra have to be kept in the right balance. It's subtly done, despite the fact that the overt impression is an obvious one. And I think that there isn't a better 20th century showpiece for spotlighting the individual solo instruments of the orchestra, too. Small wonder orchestras like to play it. They can show themselves off.
His new work was premiered at the Paris Opera in 1928 and was an immediate success with audiences. There was something incredibly colorful about the music.
Ravel and Debussy as well wrote at a time when classical music was going through so many changes and tonality had all but exhausted itself, seemingly. And without Ravel and the music of the Impressionists, it's very hard to imagine where music would be today, because all we would have then as far as taking tonality and moving it into something new and evolving it would be the neoclassicists, Stravinsky and these. To have had that Impressionist school, I think, gave music so much of an expanded vocabulary of where tonality could go.
Color in music is a difficult concept because it's a visual concept. What it means is if you play one note with one instrument and play the same note with a different instrument, you've got a different color, as we call it. There are details that we could talk about in terms of the harmonic series and so on, but essentially that's what we're getting at. And he had a sensitivity to the individual tone qualities of the instruments that was really extraordinarily refined.
One time in Paris, for the 153rd time maybe, the Bolero was being played in Paris yet again, and Ravel was invited, so he went there. He was sitting in his loge. And in those days, there was another composer called Camille Chevillard, who never was very famous now, but in those days he was famous. So Ravel had invited him to be his guest at the concert. And the concert starts, and Chevillard doesn't show up, and the Bolero starts 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 12 minutes, and Chevillard is not there, and Ravel is really insulted. He said, he could have been on time, really. That's really, really bad. And then about 30 seconds before the end of the piece, the door of his loge opens, and here comes Chevillard. He sits down, and the piece is finished, and everybody's clapping, and Ravel, is acknowledging it, and finally he turns around, and he said, really, Chevillard, I said, you're really very impolite. You could have been at the beginning of the piece. What happened to you? And Chevillard looked at him, and he said, maître, he said, only came for the modulation.